True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
What's up? Happy Monday. Hello.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Yeah, good morning.
Looks like we're running the three-man show with EB still in Kansas City, I guess.
Guessing that's the bit.
Didn't you say you were saying last week he was going to be back?
I thought he was back on Monday.
Oh,
but I don't check the dates.
I do not know everybody's travel itinerary.
No. I do know Cakes is without a beard.
Mostly. I mean, I shaved down a little further than I expected this weekend, and then I'm not used to that. I was committed at that point, so I was like, I got to shave it down now. So it's all good.
Were you distraught that you shaved it down that tight?
I wasn't crazy about it, but look. It's going to grow back. I'm not that worried about it. It's not like the hair on the top of my head that will never grow back. I'm good. It'll be back within 3 or 4 days.
Yes. But I mean, for many, many years, you were clean shaven, and then you went beard,
yeah.
And you lament that at the palm, the caricature is you without the beard.
Hate it. It's me beardless with the horseshoe baldy.
That's just not
just
you.
It's the worst look ever.
It's just not you.
I mean, if you're a bald guy walking around with just a full horseshoe, like, you just need to take care of things. You need to either commit or just grow a full on skullet with like a mullet in the back. Like, you got to make it distinctive.
So I want to bet from Jason this morning.
Yeah,
Alex Starr averaged the numbers that I predicted, so I won $10. He gave me $10, so then transferred to Matt Valdez, who was upset because they were all $2 bills.
Yeah, I know.
Jason gave me all $2 bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have today.
It equaled $10.
Does.
I owed Valdez $10 because he picked McIlroy. He picked Rory for the golf pool.
Yeah, you think he still has those five
and $2
bills?
And so I gave him the $2 bills.
He doesn't have them. They're in my wallet right now.
He transferred to you.
He was so distraught at having five $2 bills.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
have them.
It's the biggest F you to me in the world. I mean,
that's all I have today. I mean, I can pay you tomorrow, but it's all I had. So it's still $10.
That it's all been U.S. currency instead of Venmo.
Do places take $2 bills?
Sure.
Sure.
Oh, okay. It's regular U.S. currency.
Yeah, if you want somewhere, if you want somewhere where they take cash, which is pretty much every place, right. You actually use cash. I mean,
if you went to a bar and tipped your bartender a couple of $2 bills, they'll take them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not conventional. You don't see them out often.
I can pay you an actual $10 bill tomorrow.
It's good. Cakes took it off my hands.
It's all good. I'll pay it forward, and that'll be the maid's tip or two tips the next time I'm at MGM.
I don't have $10 in my Venmo. I only have $4 in my Venmo.
I saw you were there this weekend. Surprise, that wasn't a Cakes Classic.
I was there Friday. I was trying to get a share of the lion's share promotion on Friday. I didn't, of course. I did hit a high hand, and my high hand lasted so shortly that another high hand hit within a minute and was up on the board. Mine didn't even make it onto the board.
What does a high hand signify? High hand
basically, like, aces full or better qualifies, and I hit quad fives, and within a minute, somebody hit quad sixes. Bested my high hand, then they got to draw like for the lion's share. Like minimum was $400. I would have liked an extra $400, but all good. Still had a good time playing some cash game.
So you went there on Friday after the show, but you didn't spend the night.
Did not.
Mm. Got you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Had to beat the rush hour traffic on the way home.
I saw via social media that you were responding to potentially jinxing Rory.
Well, there first of all, there's no chance I jinxed Rory. Because if you saw Skip Bayless's tweet, he's the one that really tried to jinx Rory.
Well, that's part of his bit. He likes to do that.
The funny thing about Rory is he was so in command when I was watching. Now, I watched the longest stretch of golf that I've probably watched in, I would say, 20 years yesterday.
I asked you last week if you'd watch more than 10 minutes, and you kind of wavered, but you said, yeah, probably.
I went way over because there was actually drama on the final day. So all right, I'm going to lock
heavy
in.
Heavy sports drama.
I'm going to watch some golf. So Rory gets out to, I think he had a 4-shot lead over Justin Rose. So I was like, this is basically wrapped up. I'm just going to go pick up dinner. I had to go pick up Chipotle. So I drive to Chipotle. It's a span of about 18 to 20 minutes of real time. I get out of my car, and I'm like, let me just check the score, see how big of a lead Rory has at this point. I look at my phone, and he and Justin Rose are tied at that point.
But you had tweeted.
Like, what did Rory do?
But what was your jinx? You had tweeted a picture of him drinking beers.
First of all, I said, if Rory wins this, I didn't say when.
Okay.
I said, if Rory wins this, this is him later tonight. And it's Jay and Silent Bob going back and forth, talking about drinking beers, that whole bit from Clerks back in the day. But of course, I didn't say when he wins it. I'm not that much of an idiot. Mm-hmm. I know my jinx powers. I tried to keep them under control. And then I saw Skip Bayless's tweet. And then I saw the video, obviously, of Rory putting into the water with the worst swing ever.
Right.
I don't know what he's doing there. I don't know whether there's no way you can blame that on the caddy, because there's no way his caddy told him to go to the flag and short side of that green with the lead that he had.
No, it was a bad shot.
It's impossible. That bad shot was clearly on Rory McIlroy.
There were so many times where you thought it's just not meant to be for Rory.
Right.
But then he would bounce back and hit an unbelievable shot.
I know.
And you say, okay, maybe it is. And then he'd come back and double bogey 13, and you'd say, it's just not meant to be. And then he would come back with an incredible shot at 15. It was incredible sports drama. It really was.
For once, golf was actually really exciting.
Mm-hmm. So Skip Bayless, to fill Jason in, because he's not on Twitter.
Yeah.
This was probably 2 hours into the round.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, congratulations, all caps, Rory, for winning the 2025 Masters and completing the career Grand Slam. Extraordinary performance. Was ever wrong about today? Mm-hmm. And Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, it wasn't the best day for Bryson. Matt, by the way, good morning.
And welcome back to Mike Marr.
Mike Marr's back from California.
Back from his trip.
That was fun. I'm glad the casuals like Cakes got to watch good golf.
It was actually fun.
Rory was playing some bipolar golf.
He was certainly bipolar. Yeah,
he was all over
the
place.
Good way to describe it. And you could see it in his head too. You could just see it. You could see the 11 years of bad finishes, and all of the weight of the world was on him. You could see it in his face.
Did you think he was going to miss the putt though on 18?
No chance. I thought he was going to drink in regulation. My wife thought I was possessed, because when he missed
I thought it was 50-50.
I'm sitting in my Archie Bunker chair, 5 feet from the TV. He misses it, and I do this. I can't believe you missed it. Yeah. Amy's looking at me like, why are you reacting like this to golf? I said, does Rory need to sink five footer to get a green jacket? And he's botching it. He's throwing up all over himself.
I think I can't remember what I said to my wife and my daughter. We were watching it, but I, I think in my head I thought he was going to miss it because he hit that poor wedge shot into the trap.
Right.
I mean, and I thought, you know what? He's just not meant to. It's not meant to, to win this.
It's not his tournament.
I thought he was going to miss it because of Bryson kind of overreading the putt.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I said, well, Rory's going to miss this putt because he's going to think it turns and it doesn't really turn because of Bryson's putt. I watched the Masters at a Masters party. Can you imagine a Masters party with all of that drama?
Yeah.
People screaming, hooting and hollering.
Right.
It was electric.
How many people are at the Masters party?
Oh, there had to have been 30.
Were a bunch of people wearing green jackets?
Everyone wore their Masters gear.
Okay,
that's
good.
Hilarious.
Love it. By the way, of course, I was rooting for Rory because I'm not a monster, but had Justin Rose won, like that would have been a great story too, because he's come so close. But
correct.
I mean, everybody on the planet is rooting for Rory McIlroy.
Yes.
But had Justin Rose won it, you could have been like, okay, that guy's deserving too. He's won a major. He's been close to winning the Masters before.
Well, he tell you what, he balled out.
He was just runner up at the last major. Yeah. Like, he's deserving.
He didn't play well on Saturday, but man, he balled out yesterday.
Yeah, he shot like a 75 on Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
I'm sure he wishes he had a few of those shots back yesterday.
But it was incredible to see when they had those drone shots or whatever those aerial shots were of how many people were on 18.
Just crawling.
I mean,
with
thousands of people.
Yeah. Just the masses.
And
were
they
down there.
All wanted Rory to win.
Yeah.
I don't know if EB could have handled it because they're all there without their phones.
That's right.
It's a sacrifice you have to make.
I was rooting for Rory to win as well, but I definitely loved that he missed on 18 to build the drama because I really wanted him to have to like earn it,
He definitely earned it.
It just made great theater.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the phone with my dad. My dad screaming, oh, my, he missed it.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to remember exactly where they were when Rory missed that putt on 18.
And you never really see that kind of emotion. And during the Ryder Cup, he gets fired up. But during regular events, you know, when he wins at Pebble Beach, you don't see that. You don't see the emotion. You don't see him cry on the golf course.
No, he had the weight of the world against
him.
Afterwards, when he was doing all of his interviews and talking, he said, what are you going to ask me next year?
Yeah.
Because you could see that he's felt that pressure about the Grand Slam, career Grand Slam, and the Masters in particular.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For a decade plus now.
And then before he put the green jacket on, before Scheffler gave it to him, he started to cry right there. It was kind of awkward to watch him. He didn't know what to say. He couldn't speak. But the CBS was brilliant because after he made the putt in the playoff to win it, Nance does his little recap quickly for about 45 seconds. And then he doesn't speak. And all you do is just watch Rory, and you can hear him talking to everyone he's, you know, glad-handing with and giving hugs to. CBS is brilliant that way. To just not to speak and just watch him.
Yeah, just let it play out.
It was incredible.
Yeah, that was some good TV right there, no
doubt.
We'll
be talking about it throughout the show. Hey, Timothy Gay is going to join us, who wrote the book Roryland. We had him in studio recently. He'll join us at 6:40. Yeah, it's got to be good for book sales for old Timothy Gay.
I would think.
We'll get his perspective on Rory winning the Masters, getting the green jacket. Tark El Bashir is going to join us at 8 o'clock today. We'll talk some Capitals. Are they in trouble? Got kind of crushed over the weekend. Now, I know on Saturday they didn't really play anybody, but kind of limping into the playoffs. So we'll talk to Tark El Bashir about that and Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel at 9 o'clock. That's all right here on The Junkies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.